Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. All kids deserve great childhoods. Donate, volunteer, mentor, advocate. Together, let's build strong families, playful kids.
I'm Jason Taylor. Missouri and Kansas are working to designate sections of Route 66 as a national bicycle route. The Joplin Globe reports the designation is intended to promote safety for motorists and cyclists and to boost economic activity. The Missouri legislature will be asked to boost penalties for thieves who are convicted of stealing credit and debit card information. State Representative Tim Remley, a Republican from Northeast Missouri's Ixello, tells Missouri Net affiliate KWIX in Moberly that he wants any amount stolen to be classified as a felony and make violators spend at least 1 year in prison.
And see, if they do catch these people, they're just looking at misdemeanor.
Remley says a recent hacker who stole his card information prompted him to file the legislation. Third graders in Southwest Missouri's Neosho are still selling raffle tickets for an AR-15 after the same type of weapon was used in a mass killing last week. Bill Wise reports.
The Kansas City Star reports Levi Patterson, who coaches a 9-and-under baseball team, says the idea was conceived before the shooting in Broward County, Florida. Patterson told the newspaper he considered finding a different raffle item after the Florida tragedy, but ultimately decided to turn it into a positive thing. The Star reports a father of one of the players who co-founded a retailer of the gun known as Black Rain Ordnance Incorporated offered the weapon for the raffle. Patterson told the Star he was not making a political statement with the raffle item. Patterson responded to a group critical of the raffle on Facebook, saying none of the boys would be forced to sell tickets for the gun if they didn't want to. The Star reports the raffle is not affiliated with the Neosho School District, but the principal of an elementary school announced the drawing on her Facebook page hours after the Florida shooting and encouraged purchases. A Republican congressional candidate from Kansas, Tyler Tannehill, drew attention last week for offering an AR-15 giveaway as part of his campaign.
A 9-year-old boy was shot in the backside and taken to a hospital Sunday afternoon in St. Louis. He was conscious and breathing at the time. An inmate is back in custody after escaping the Platte County Jail Saturday afternoon. The sheriff's office said Kenneth Wilson assaulted jail staff, broke out security glass, and scaled the jail wall before being taken back into custody by a deputy who was outside the detention center. 58 Missouri cities and counties now have adopted primary seatbelt ordinances. Brian Howsworth explains.
The Springfield City Council approved a primary seatbelt ordinance in late January by a vote of 8-1. Mayor Ken McClure says Springfield's police chief and first responders pushed it, adding it was an easy decision.
We should have had this passed several years ago to be applicable statewide.
McClure is calling on Missouri lawmakers to pass a primary seatbelt law, which would allow police officers to enforce the law as a standalone offense. The Southwest Missouri town of Rogersville also approved a primary seatbelt ordinance in January.
The death of a Springfield man who was found dead in his home yesterday has been labeled as unusual, but is not considered suspicious at this time. The man was in his 60s. This is Missouri Net News.